Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the latest episode of Trundlebed Tales. And as you can probably tell, I have kind of a nasty cold, which is, of course, settled in my throat because it loves to do that. And that is why I haven't gotten this out sooner. Well, that and I was also working on Legislative Day, which is when the Iowa librarians put together a reception for legislators. And it went pretty well this year, but it took up a lot of time, and I was going to do this pretty much immediately after that, and that's when this cold really hooked in. And I think you can tell from my voice that I really wasn't up to doing much of a full episode. But I wanted to get one in because we had quite a few things going on this month. And the first thing that I wanted to mention was that, Baroque always has a spaghetti supper as a fundraiser. This goes back to when they were first getting the money to buy the hotel. So it's been, gosh, it must be getting pretty close to 50 years now. I hadn't thought of that. I should ask them if they know. Anyway, it's in the Decorah Lutheran Church. It was on March 4th this year, and they have an auction, and they have homemade pies. And, well, the story that they always like to tell the people who founded it was that during the first one, this girl brought in her 4-H chickens to be sold as a donation, which is cool. But anyway, we missed that because I didn't get this done early enough. It's on the 4th. Now, it was on the 4th, and they do one every year. So if you are interested in Baroque, or if you're going to be anywhere close in early March, it's worth checking with them to see what the next year's date will be. Next thing is Lauren Wilder Legacy and Research Association. Now, they normally, I have been talking about them a lot more because they have started doing a monthly online session. And this month was this last Sunday, and it was Nancy McCabe and Beth Nolan Connors comparing Little House to Little Women. Which would have been interesting, but I didn't actually get it listened to because my nephew unexpectedly needed some help on a paper. So I'm sorry I missed that. And then the third thing, the thing that hasn't happened yet, is the South Dakota Historical Society Press is Path into Fiction. Now you can pre-order it online or the call 773-6009. And I would recommend if you are going to pre-order it especially that you get it either from the South Dakota Historical Society Press or that you get it from one of the home sites. Amazon has had trouble over the years in the Pioneer Girl series. So I really recommend you do one of the press directly or our home site. And that is the better option. This is the fourth picture. Judy Thompson was the artist who does the cover for each one, and she's been doing one every season. This is the last season, winter. And it is going to be comparing three, I think, different versions of Little House in the Big Woods. So I am looking forward to that. Since it's March 1st, it's past March 1st, the Mansfield, Missouri Laurings Wilder Home and Museum opens up again on March 1st for the season. Most Laura home sites close down for the winter, or at least partially closed for the winter. So this is the new stuff, or this is the start of the new season, and we're glad for that. Speaking of Mansfield, I have found out that the Ozark Mountain Players, who are the pageant group for Mansfield, have shut down. And their website's still talking about an upcoming show, but they were hoping to do one, it still says, I think, in 2021 on their website. And I thought they were maybe just holding off because there were a lot of older people involved in it. It seems like that has shut down completely. Now, there was some hope, according to them, that either the museum or the Wilder Days people would put it on. And I really hope they do. But as of right now, the 2019 pageant that I attended was the last one. And that is pretty sad. That's the second Laura pageant that is closed. The first one was in Pepin, Wisconsin. And I hope they can start it up again. And then I also wanted to say about the Laurings Wilder Legacy Research Association that there was, they have changed how they're doing their system a little bit. It used to be that you would, you had to be a member to get the online programs. They rolled out with this last one buy a ticket to the event if you were not a member. If you are a member, it's free. And I really recommend becoming a member. If you think there's going to be more than one during the year you're going to attend, I think you might as well just join and be done with it. I do not know what their next event's going to be, though, because I did miss it. And I think that's about all I had for this month, which means I probably am forgetting something. What with the cold? We will look for the April one, I hope, very soon. And in the meantime, I hope that you will brighten the corner where you are. ¶¶